For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A commuter turboprop plane was stolen from Seattle-Tacoma Airport on Friday, setting off emergency responses, both civilian and military. Planes at SeaTac International Airport were grounded for hours while the military scrambled interceptor jets. Lena Kudrow explains what happened.
I saw a strange sight, a passenger plane and two military planes following it. And the passenger plane was doing maneuvering. He was going sideways and he was going real low.
Pierce County sheriffs say no terrorism was involved. The plane eventually crashed on a small island in the Puget Sound. The man who stole the plane was part of the ground crew. Officials from Horizon Air say the man was suicidal and that no one else was on board. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Agrochemical giant Monsanto plans to appeal a $289 million verdict that a San Francisco jury ordered it to pay a former groundskeeper. He maintained that the company's weed killer contributed to his terminal cancer. Attorney Mike Adorch represents more than 100 other clients with similar claims.
Now, they can say they're going to appeal it all day long, but I think I've seen estimates of 4,000 to 5,000 of these cases exist with more to come. So this is going to be a huge hit.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone appears to be a growing focus of the special counsel investigation of Russian election interference. A Stone associate, Andrew Miller, was called to testify Friday, but he didn't show up. He now faces a contempt citation and plans to appeal. Meantime, prosecutors in Paul Manafort's financial fraud trial say they expect to rest their case against the former Trump campaign chairman on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A suspicious package that fell from the sky over New Jersey caused some alarm. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
South Brunswick police say the package attached to a parachute was making a hissing sound and included a note that said, NASA Atmospheric Research Instrument, not a bomb. If this lands near the president, we at NASA wish him a great round of golf. Mr. Trump had been staying at his golf club in Bedminster, which is 29 miles away. The weather researchers were apologetic for any concerns they had raised by the handwritten note on the device. That, according to police, the package is part of six balloons that were launched to measure ozone. It says a summer student employee wrote the note in a misguided attempt to be lighthearted and that the student has been removed from the project. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Consumer prices rose overall at 0.2% during July, with the cost of housing leading the way at 0.3%. John Clemens reports.
The data from the U.S. Labor Department points to a steady increase in inflation pressures that will get the attention of the Fed to possibly increase interest rates. Steve Reed is an economist at the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
The index for shelter rose 0.3% in July and accounted for nearly 60% of the seasonally adjusted monthly increase in the all items index. The food index rose slightly in July, with major grocery store food group indexes mixed. The energy index fell 0.5% as all the major component indexes declined.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.